Hey, it's John Lee Dumas of EO Fire, and it's The Entrepreneurial You, the show for dedicated and passionate Caribbean entrepreneurs seeking daily inspiration, brought to you by author, speaker, and award-winning entrepreneur, Henneka Watkus Porter. You must be prepared to ignite.
Welcome to The Entrepreneurial You podcast. Over the next few weeks, I will look back at the episodes from season 2 of the Entrepreneurial You TV edition aired on CBX, of course, Channel 143 on Flow and Channel 28 on Digicel, as well as it was streamed on JamstockX.com. Now, these episodes, they explore the journeys of successful Jamaican entrepreneurs, and they share lots of insights to help you on your entrepreneurial journey. I'm your host, Henneka Watkus Porter. But before we dive in, let's hear from our podcast sponsor, the Jamaica Stock Exchange.
We needed to raise capital, but our experience with local financial institutions was that they were cautious and slow to act, and interest rates were far too high. We had real concerns about financing our business through outside equity investors and the possibility of interference. Could we get a fair valuation for our business? We had our own ideas about the business and its value. Should I go the traditional route of bank financing, or should I try the Jamaica Stock Exchange? So we made a call and experienced transformation of our business through conversations. I'm John Mahfood, CEO of Jamaican Teas, and we're listed on the Jamaica Stock Exchange.
Give us a call today at 876-967-3271 to begin your transformation through conversation. We want to see your company listed on the Jamaica Stock Exchange.
Amidst the clutter and the fast pace of everyday life, we need to stop ever so often. Look around, take a deep breath, and appreciate nature's beauty. We easily miss one such safe space that's accessible to all Jamaicans, the Hope Royal Botanic Gardens. That's the backdrop for the Entrepreneurial You today. I am Henneka Watkus Porter, inviting you to stay with me as I engage a Jamaican stalwart who has broken barriers to becoming a distinguished and an extraordinary individual. We've got a trending topic, a startup story, and tips to move you into action. Not many persons seize the opportunity to impact thousands of people in a mega way every year, locally and overseas. My guest stands ready to share insights from his winning life. He creates his own methods and systems to keep you and your productivity on track. With me for this episode of the Entrepreneurial You in the Garden is my spiritual father and leader, Apostle Courtney McLean. Apostle Courtney McLean is an ambassador to the United Nations, an international chaplain, a renowned multi-times author, thriving on building bridges for others to get to the next level of success. Welcome, Dad.
It's great to be here. Thank you for having me, Henneka.
It is such a pleasure to have you on the Entrepreneurial You today. And we are looking forward to what you are going to be sharing. Lots of insights.
Me too.
Absolutely. For Apostle Courtney McLean, the lessons he shares are not from a result of living by chance, but rather by choice. Apostle, what's one thing that a lot of people probably don't know about you that you like to share? Let's start there.
What they don't know is that I give a whole lot of trouble at home.
Oh my God. You sure your beautiful wife and kids want you to say that?
Yep, I mess with everybody at home.
Like what kind of trouble, for
example? Oh Lord, I chew food and putting them out.
All right. right. So now that we've seen the not so serious side, already we've been introduced to this fun leader, this fun pastor, this fun apostle. Let's talk about your entrepreneurial journey, Apostle. Yeah. What got you into entrepreneurship? How did you get there?
Ah, big, big question. Love the question. The thing is, I was failing, and I was failing miserably. I was failing in terms of being expelled from school, two high schools. I was failing after getting married. My marriage was going downhill. I was failing in terms of how I managed my money. I was just failing in almost every single area of my life. And I realized something after a while. I realized that there are several versions to us. And the version you feed is the version that's going to dominate and help you to win. And so most people, they have goals or desires. Mm-hmm. They desire success. They desire to win. I don't believe anybody wants to fail. People want to win naturally, generally, but they are not winning. Why? They don't have the systems that would help them to win. So I desired to win. I wasn't winning. And I believe the Lord gave me this insight, and James Clear confirms it. He says, you don't rise to the level of your goals. You fall to the level of your systems.
Wow.
That shifted my life. You don't rise to the level of your goals.
You fall
to the level of your systems. So when people constantly focus on goals and ignore systems, they are setting up themselves to fail in every single area. Marriage, raising children, how you manage your money, in your business, you must have the correct systems. So the systems that were in my life contributed to me being a high school dropout. It contributed to me not managing my money properly, to me being an alcoholic, to me just going really, really downhill and living a miserable life. And when I read the scriptures, I realize God came that we would have life and have it more abundantly, to the full until it overflows. He wants for me to have a great marriage. He wants for me to raise my children well. He wants for me to be able to manage my money well and be in a position where I am able to help others in a serious way. And so without the systems, you are not going to win. I'll tell you a little bit later on about the systems.
Absolutely. And we really want to get into the systems, but you talked of a turning point.
Yeah.
You started thinking differently. When did that turning point happen? Was it overnight, or as you love to say, over time?
No, it was not. It was not overnight. But once that realization came, because everything is really about mindset, I believe most people think they are victims to life. Victims, this is the family that I was born in, so this is how my life must be. This is the community I was born in, so this is how my life is as a result of that. And that's partially true. We are products of our environment, products of the family. However, if you have the nerve to realize that, yes, this is the family that I was born in, and the family is impoverished, the challenges are there, everyone is down and out. In the community that I was raised, this is the norm. However, if you have the nerve to recognize it is what goes in the mind, it is the seeds I sow in the garden, it doesn't matter where that garden is. If I sow the correct seeds, then I'm going to get the correct fruit. So what happens is that we need to start seeing our mind as a garden. And that exposure came when I became a pastor and I was also failing as a pastor.
Wow.
Everything was, I mean, whatever I did, it was just not working. And someone challenged me to go to a coaching session. It was more than a coaching session. It was mentorship for about 3 months with Marcia Wunchoy.
Action coach.
My mind opened. I learned principles. I was challenged. And I started thinking differently. I realized I wasn't a victim to the society. I didn't have to be a victim to my history. I had the power to change my life and to chart a new part, which is what I started doing. That's where the change began.
And you recognized by doing that, you began to attract persons who were like-minded.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Persons like yourself.
Oh, I'm so honored. Thank you so much. You know, and I want to share the story that when I was first introduced to you,
yeah.
It was actually my watching a television program on a Saturday. Mm. And I hear this pastor preaching, and the language sounded so familiar to me.
Yeah.
It was something that was coming from an action coach with that same kind of a mentality. And that's how eventually I was led to Worship and Faith International Fellowship. And we're going to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah.
But we're going to go to a break. I am talking with Apostle Courtney McLean, who among the things he's known for is being the founder of his own church with his beautiful wife, the Reverend Nadine McLean, as co-founder. We'll continue this discussion right after that. We take a look at what's trending.
Catch the wave. Generations X and Z have cracked the investment code. No longer is it reserved for individuals between the ages of 21 and 35. Instead, with a working smarter and not harder attitude and a push towards a new type of generational wealth, from developing stock portfolios at traditional financial institutions to live trading on international platforms, these risk takers realize there is so much more to gain now instead of when they are older. Why not secure a future today and live in the moment? That's what's trending among young investors.
That was What's Trending in Business.
Welcome back to the Entrepreneurial You. Apostle Courtney McLean is our guest today. So earlier, you touched on the fact that you were failing as a pastor, and now you are an entrepreneurial pastor.
I
what
am.
Do you say to that? I mean, many persons would scoff at that, and like, the two don't go together at all.
Oh boy, you know, listen, if you are going to do anything of significance in life, you need what I call VOP. You need victory over people. If you constantly sit and think about what people are going to say, you're going to remain stuck in life. I know what I'm doing. I know I'm led of the Lord, and I know I can see the results in the several families being transformed, in the persons being empowered. When you look at what WAFIF is doing right now, I tell people, argue with the results. Argue with the results. We have built schools where persons who've dropped out, as I did, can now go back to school for free. We are offering scholarships. We were the ones giving away tablets during COVID, over 100 or something tablets, millions of dollars. And so this came about because of a shift in the mind. I believe many church people scoff at the idea of being empowered, being financially stable. A matter of fact, money must be a disease for many of them. I want you to bring it to me, let me catch it. Because listen to me, purpose requires provision. If you're going to create impact, you must have the resources to do it. Jesus had a treasurer. I know we said Jesus was very, very poor. What poor people doing with treasurer? He had a treasurer walking with him, which speaks volume, you know? So, I mean, I could go on, but...
Let's now talk about your winning concept. Wired to win.
All right, so success requires systems. Systems, all right, let me put it this way. My iPhone is here. I love my iPhone. Now, I use this a lot, but what I use it to do predominantly is to go on WhatsApp and send messages. But this is a device that you can use to plan. This is a device that you can use to do photos. This is a device that you can use for work. Many persons do. What happens is that there's something you call neuroplasticity. Nice, big, fancy word. What it means is muscle memory. So whatever I generally do on this phone, 9 out of 10 times, if I take up the phone to do something productive, whatever I would normally do, the tendency is going to be for me to do that. What that tells me is that there's a brain groove. There's a wiring that takes place with us, and it causes us to fail, and it can also cause us to win. Let me explain. Success is a series of habits. Failure is a series of habits. And so years ago, maybe about 5 years ago, the Lord spoke to me and he said, people were born to win, but most of us were cultured to fail. We were cultured by virtue of how we were raised, the habits we developed. And if you want to win and you have a system of failure, you need to wipe the hard drive and stop downloading softwares on the hard drive that is corrupted and expect the hard drive to produce. That's what most people are doing. So we need to reprogram ourselves for the win. And that's what this did for me. It reprogrammed me for the win. I don't know if you want me to continue or you want to jump in.
I was about to say, Apostle, please go ahead and tell us about what this is.
All right. So without a vision, the people perish. Not without money. Not if you were born in the wrong family or right family. No. It is, the Bible says, if you lack vision, you are going to perish. So you need to start creating a vision for your life. But how can people create a vision when they are so cloudy in their minds? Clarity precedes mastery. Most persons are not clear. And so in this productivity planner that God allowed me to produce, we help persons to become clear by virtue of them sitting down and emptying their thoughts on paper. And as you empty your thoughts on paper, then you are able to look at all that you have written and to select what is your priority. And once you have discovered what your priorities ought to be, then now you have a level of clarity. From that clarity, system number two. So system number one is think with ink. Sit down in silence, empty your thoughts on paper, and decide what top three will be your priority. I want to touch on something else.
Go right ahead.
I believe you need priority for spirituality. Many people, they say spirituality is priority, but you're not seeing it in terms of their plans. You need priority for your family. What's your goal for your family? What do you want? What do you want in terms of your personal development? What do you want in terms of your business, in terms of your career? What do you want in terms of financial stability? And so in this planner, we have divided life in five areas to create focus so that none of the areas will be left behind. There are many persons, they pursue money at the expense of family. They pursue money at the expense of health. They pursue success at the expense of their own development and growth. And so what this does is that it helps you to stay focused on all the areas that's important. Now, I'm going to show you something. This one
is old. It's very old and worn.
This is the first one I started with, right? And so this is my old story here. So I sat down and I would write Courtney McLean, high school dropout. Womanizer, whole heap of girls all over Jamaica. Yeah, the pastor was like that. Girls of Newland, girls of Westmoreland, girls all I wash my foot.
So like
Shabarang.
I
didn't have a sense of purpose. I didn't want to live. I wasn't able to read well or write well. I mean, I was poor until tax was added to it. I was suicidal. I had a victim mindset, and I didn't have a sense of influence. Now, what's my new story? Where do I want to go, and where am I now? Right now, I'm stewarding a great revival. I'm creating global impact. I have built schools. I'm certifying Wired to Win coaches. Household revival. I have great harmony with my wife. Listen to me now, my wife, sweet. Marriage, nice. multi-million-dollar business. Yes, and I'm not going to put my mouth down there and say it. Multi-million-dollar business. I'm doing well in terms of business. Accurate in terms of prophetic, miracles happening. I'm raising up men. I have a program for men. And I have a life of significance. And then, of course, I have my dream house. I have what I want to do with my children and all of that. Then now I create photographs that embodies those goals. Because a picture is worth 1,000 words. Some people might say, this don't make any sense. I'm going to tell you this. 5 years ago, I selected some photographs, and I'm not going to tell you what they are about, but I selected some photographs that seemed so far-fetched. They were goals that my subconscious told me, you'll never be able to achieve them.
But I just selected them anyway because I was believing for those things. And I put them on my vision board, put them in my planner, and I just kept looking at it. What was I doing? Reprogramming the subconscious that was programmed to fail, programmed to be defeated. And as that was reprogrammed, let me tell you, 5 years later, somebody just walked into my life and said, why not do this? Let me help you to do this. Never underestimate the power of photos, the power of a vision. I want for everyone online to start getting photographs of not your default future, but your desired future. You can choose a default future, or you can design the future that you desire by setting up the photographs. Let me tell you this. All of these things that's in here, they have been achieved.
Wow.
Every single photograph that you see represented here, I've achieved them. And this was 2000 and something. I don't remember.
Wow.
But I achieved them. So that's the system, basically. I even have a check in here. I won't show everybody with the amount of money I wanted to make in a particular year. I have a photograph in here. I hope this camera didn't pick it up. That represents something that I was believing for, but in my mind, there's no way I believe I could. But I was reprogramming the subconscious, and they are now manifesting.
Wow. I listen to Apostle Courtney McLean every single day, and I am still inspired. I'm still motivated. I could speak with him forever and ever and ever. But we must take a break. So for more in this Straight Talk with Apostle Courtney McLean, stay with us.
It's now time for our Spark, powered by JPS.
Save money with a maintenance schedule. Regular maintenance of your equipment and appliances will make them operate much more efficient and last longer. If you're a big user of electricity in your house or in your business, especially air conditioning and refrigeration, establish and stick to a maintenance schedule. This way, you cut back on how much you spend on power.
We can't be sure of what tomorrow will look like, but when we put in the work, we can shape it. We can light the way and build our own path to make tomorrow even brighter. Because one thing's for certain, tomorrow will come. That's why we're investing in world-class technology, building new plants, and upgrading our systems. We know that the best hope for our children and their children is the work we do now to create the innovative, cutting-edge, clean Jamaica of the future. A Jamaica that works for Jamaicans. A Jamaica powered by hope. Today, tomorrow, forever.
That was our Spark, powered by JPS.
We welcome you back to the Entrepreneurial You with Apostle Courtney McLean. Apostle, let's talk risk versus reward. How do you determine the appropriate balance between risk and reward when you are pursuing a journey, a part of your journey?
I mean, one of the things I discover is that persons who are successful, they take a certain amount of risk, but it's calculated. I take risk, but it's calculated. So, for example, during the pandemic was when I launched coaching. During the pandemic was when persons say, don't invest, tighten up. During the pandemic, I did my best. Why? Because I sat down in the between 3 and 5 a.m. I would get up. I would think God, I say God would download ideas and the necessary risk that I must take in order to reap the reward I wanted. Now, when I stepped out and I started to encourage persons to be coached, why did I do that? Because I recognized that there was a negative brain groove that most persons were in, and without having someone to hold them accountable, the likelihood of change was slim. I had to go on Facebook. I had to step on YouTube. While I was doing that, many persons from the church community would have been criticizing me. Some say I wanted money. Some say, you know, I need to preach. Some say, why I'm talking about this and there was an earthquake over there. So negative things will never stop in the world. And so when you are focused, there are those who are going to be criticizing you and questioning your motive. if you decide to step out, that's a risk. Risk of being criticized, risk of being misunderstood. When I invested millions of dollars in this, literally millions of dollars in this, people questioned what I was doing. But everything that I spent multiplied because it was calculated. I recognized the need. If persons are going to change, it's difficult for you to really, really change. Few persons come into a certain level of change without someone holding them accountable. Why? Because we are addicted to distraction. We're pulled towards the negative. You need someone in your life who is going to challenge you to stay focused, challenge you to look at what priorities are. And until you are willing to pay for your journey, you are not serious about your journey. I paid to be where I am. And there are many persons, they scoff at the idea of investing in a coach, of investing in a mentor. Listen to me. Listen, some of the greatest people in the world, they would not be where they are today without mentors. And if I paid to be where I am, then why not pay me to take you where you want to go? You're not serious if you're not willing to invest.
That's an excellent point, Apostle. And you've been talking a lot about coaching.
Yes.
You are a John Maxwell coach. You did Action Coach. Now you are running your own coaching business. And I am a proud Ward to Win certified coach. And last year, I have to just say a little bit about this.
Please do. Please do.
Last year, I was challenged by you when you started coaching me. And I had said to myself, I've never planned to write another book just yet. Yes. I had it in mind, but not yet. And I had started writing this gratitude devotional in 2018. In 2020, when I got really sick, I started doing it again. I was about 90% or so complete. Also had an idea to do a gratitude journal, but never actioned it at all. And in October last year, in 2022,
yes,
you challenged Wafif, all of us, and when you were specifically coaching me, challenged me to a record-breaking quarter. And I'm proud to say from that, in 2 months, what took me over, 5 years?
Yeah.
I was able to complete. So
yeah.
Accountability works.
Yeah.
Coaching works. And I'd want you to share a little more about the success story that you can, you know, share with us from your coaching program. Persons that you've seen made changes in your lives. How are you impacting those persons?
Let me start with you. So this was in you from 2018, and it came out within 2 months of being coached. And what I want to say to persons is that greatness is in you. The Bible says, whatsoever is born of God overcome the world. This is a victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. You are a winner. You are an overcomer. But you need to be connected with the right people to pull that out. Enika got connected, she pulled it out. Now, I could mention Keisha Dean, and I'm going to ask that if it's possible you show the videos, because Keisha Dean is one of those persons that you would see living in the bush on what us Jamaicans call capture land. But she got connected. She couldn't speak well, but there was something about her that was different. I saw that in her. I said, you're a coach. You are, greatness lies within you. And I'm going to help you. She said, I have no money to pay you right now to become a coach. Please nobody call me and tell me, say, certify me as a coach and I don't have the money to pay. I'm putting that out there right now. I told her, I'm going to certify you as a coach. Before I was through certifying her, she started mentoring people. She started coaching people. Before I was through certifying her, she paid me. Within 1 year of being certified, she bought her vehicle. This doesn't make any sense. She bought her vehicle. Within 1 year of being certified, she started building from this house to something like a 4 to 5 bedroom concrete structure house. So she is now making impact, coaching people in England, coaching people across Europe, coaching people across America, the Caribbean, all over Jamaica. Lives are being impacted. That's one life. She's now writing her book. the certificates that she would have received from WAFIF and from myself, she has no school leaving certificate. But greatness is in her. I want for you to know, it's not what happened to you. It's what you are going to do from here on. And that's just one life, your life. I could also mention Minister Kesima. She's now coaching persons and their lives are being changed in a powerful way. Persons are stabilizing in terms of their marriage because of her. So we have persons who have become coaches in terms of marriage. We have persons who have become financial coaches. We have a medical doctor who is now a coach. We have an attorney who is now a coach. And we have just so many different persons who've recognized that, hey, whatever I am skilled at, why not pass it on and bring others up to where I am so that the world can be a better place?
Absolutely. And yeah, it goes into what I want to ask next, Apostle. And it's about entrepreneurship and giving back. And how important is that? You spoke to, during the pandemic, what is giving away, how many tablets, all of these things. How important is giving back as an entrepreneur? Oh,
it is life. If you inhale and you refuse to exhale, you will die. Giving is living. And when you exhale, the trees need that. Giving is living, and we can't emphasize that enough. But one of the principles I learned from Marcia, and I strongly recommend Marcia. I mean, listen, I'm not competing with anybody, you know. I am in my own lane. There's no shortage. People need coaches. Hear what I'm saying to you. I learned from Marcia. In order for you to be profitable, in order for you to be charitable, you need to be profitable. Learn that early. So get empowered, put yourself in a position so that you can meet the needs of those that God will impress on your heart. Very, very important to give up, to give back. But my kind of giving back, I hate the idea of handouts. I don't like it. I love giving back in the context of empowerment, in the context of helping you. That's why WAFIF does the school. That's why we give scholarships. I'm not into this thing of people sitting down and saying, that man have money, I'm going to wait on him for food, I'm going to wait. Those kind of things, it kills your creativity. I want for you to understand you are bigger than that. You are better than that. Seek empowerment. Seek hand up instead of hand out. And that's what we are into, and we do a lot of that.
Fantastic. So now, as we're about to wrap our conversation, Apostle, let's talk about, just wrap your vision and your mission. What's that?
Oh, add value to myself and add value to others. Courtney McLean exists really to add value to himself constantly so that I can constantly add value to others. Wiring people for the win. You were born to win. Might have been cultured to fail, but now you can be rewired so that you can win at life.
Wow. Inspiring, motivational. It has been such a pleasure for me to have you on the Entrepreneurial
You.
Such a pleasure.
Thank you so
And you have been impacting the way in a mega, the world. You have been impacting the world in a mega way. Continue to inspire, because many generations to come will benefit from what you definitely have to offer.
Thank you so much for having me. God bless you, everyone.
Absolutely. What could have led a young woman to kick off her high heels and eye-catching suit, trade an air-conditioned room and a job in the corporate world to get her hands dirty?
My name is Amanda James, and I do plant arrangements and I sell plants. So I'm who you call the plant lady. I just developed a love for it over time. It felt like a royal buck-up, but I really do believe it is God, how it all flowed. It started with me purchasing a plant, and then person starting to ask for plants, and then I said, why don't I just make them myself? And then I started making plant arrangements, and then I even amazed myself. So I believe it's a God-given gift, and that's how it all began. So these are succulents. This is cactus. They're very, very, very easy to care for, and I can guarantee that you will be a great plant parent. Plants for all ages, limited attention, but of course we still expect you to care for them, and I'm sure you will not regret it. We can be found on Instagram or Facebook using the handle House of Plants ETC. That's House of Plants ETC. Or you can give us a call, send us a WhatsApp on the number 876-784-9500.
That was the Creative House of Plants, etc. And this is a perfect time for Henika's, well, that's me, my first tip. And here goes. Don't be afraid to fail. In my mind, courage is made up of tiny particles of fear that have been outmaneuvered by the will to succeed. A big thank you to our sponsors, JPS, the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF, Bluezik Media, Hope Royal Botanical Garden, celebrating 150 years of beautifying Jamaica, Scotia Bank, Madison Chai, Nadja Artistry, and Max's Department Store.